Devon, thank you for tuning in to Today on Cape Talk. And I'm not going to do a long song of an introduction to this next chat. It's just an article that we've stumbled upon, written by Charlene Raymond, the content producer for Wheels 24, where he talks about driving and hearing music. So musical roads, musical cars. And to put it all into context, I'm not going to go, as I said, the whole sing-song. Charlene Raymond, great having you on the show.
Gino, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you've been writing. It's a pleasure, by the way. So you've been writing about this video that you've seen. So let's give it some context. What's it all about?
Well, so I think it was over the weekend. So as you do, you continuously look for content, things to write about, something light, because it's weekend and you don't want to be thrown into the deep end with heavy news and heavy motoring news. So I was like, I scrolled through the through social media, the internet, and I came across this video, and I'm like, okay, what's happening here? And it's a vehicle, and I suppose it's a truck because the vehicle sounds a bit gruff, and the vehicle is driving, and the guy is driving, or the woman, or the man, is veering towards the right side, and as he's veering towards the right side of the road, you see musical instruments moving from left to right. And then all of a sudden, this guy drives over a few riffles in the road, and then these riffles, they start making a sound. And you're like, whoa, okay, what's happening here? And it was so amazing to see that somebody actually thought about this. And it wasn't just riffles that's been put there for the fun of it, but it was actually a well-thought-out plan.
So well, does this thing make music?
Well, I wouldn't say it's music per se, but it does make a few sounds because there are numerous riffles placed in succession of one another. So they are different sizes. The riffles have different widths or depths. And then what actually happens is that as you drive over it, depending on your speed, whether you go fast or whether you go slow, a sound will be emitted. And this sound, it actually sounds like a proper melody. And you would think that a conductor or a composer would, you would actually think that a composer or someone would actually just apply his trade to a piece of paper and then a musical instrument. But I suspect that this conductor or this composer was working in collaboration with an engineer, a road engineer, and they came up with this brilliant piece of architecture.
I get worried when you talk about driving over riffles, eh? Because there's one riffle I'll never drive over, and it's Ruben Riffle. But what is the actual aim of this thing?
Well, Kino, I definitely think that this is one of those things where if you are on the open road, because this was taken on the open road, sometimes the your travel or your journey can become a bit boring. So at least if you are driving on that piece of road, then you know, hey, you know what? In a few kilometers, I'm going to get to this spot, and this is going to happen. And then when you get there, it's almost like you are building yourself up. You are psyching yourself up because it's coming. And then when you get there, I think it's some kind of gratification to generate the sound, or then just make up your own lyrics as you try and traverse over those riffles.
I love it. It is so silly, and we need silliness in our lives, to be honest with you. We really need silliness, don't we? And, I mean, they should make one for the potholes in Joburg.
Wouldn't that make a lovely sound?
So every time you go over the pothole, it's like a deep bass sound. So you go over a pothole and a couple of ruffles, be like, hey, make your own rap music. I don't know. Lekker. Listen, I think it's phenomenal. Phenomenal. And it's wonderful to see journalists going out there trying to find stories that are not Skopskittendorner. So,
yes.
I don't know about you. I made a concerted effort, and I said to the team, please, people are coming back into a 2020. Let's not touch on the Skopskittendorner, but let's, you know, make the ride a little happier, just like the noises that this thing makes when it goes over the riffles. So I absolutely love it.
I fully agree with you, Kino.
Charlene Raymond there, content producer for Wheels 24. Thank you for making our morning, Charlene.
Thank you, Kino. Have a good day.
Cheers, man. You too. Oh, my word. It is 18 minutes to 10. And that then begs the question. What do you do when you're on the long road? Do you still do those long road thingies? It's expensive to get in the plane, man. You've got a family of 3, 4. Getting in a plane, you might as well take out another bond. So people do the long road. What do you do to keep yourself busy and keep yourself entertained on the long road? Maybe you're still making your way back from wherever it is that you were, and you making your way into Cape Town. You now have our signal, or you're listening to us digitally. My big question is, what do you do to actually keep yourself entertained? I've got ADD, so getting distracted is thick. I mean, I always get distracted by different things. But that long road can be really, really boring, especially if you're driving and you must have your head red from Johannesburg to Cape Town.